Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Nothing says summer to me like enjoying hot dogs at a picnic, at the park, at a ball game. And I love chili dogs. Not just chili with beans dumped on top of a dog, but some great sauce that's been concocted to complement the doggy. I have tasted and fallen in love with several regional varieties. So today, we're going to change things up. Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press, joins me today, and she'll be asking the questions. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, nice to be here.
All right, take over.
Okay, this is what I'm more used to, asking the questions. Where did the love of chili dogs begin for you?
I grew up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and right next door in Allentown, there was a place called Yakko's Hot Dog Shop. It was the Iacocca family. You remember Lee Iacocca, CEO of Chrysler?
They had a hot dog sideline?
They did. Actually, that was their main business in a small alley in the middle of Allentown. And they would serve a wonderful grilled hot dog, mustard, onions, and then this chili sauce. And it was really just a thin sauce, not a whole lot of meat, very spicy, tomato-based, and absolutely delicious. It coats the hot dog. The emphasis was really on the flavoring, not the meatiness. And they used to have, at lunchtime during the week, lines out the door down this little alley in Allentown, Pennsylvania. That started it for me.
Now, you spent time in the Cincinnati area. What do they call chili there, and how do they use it?
This confounds people when they get to southwestern Ohio. It's not spicy. It's actually more Greek in origin. And they use things in the hamburger to flavor it, like cinnamon, cloves, chocolate, and allspice. Nothing like you've ever tasted before. And then they have these chili parlors. That's where you go for them all around the city. Some of them are even open 24 hours a day, so you can get your chili whenever you need it. Their chili dogs are actually called conies. You can get a coney in the Midwest, but you can't get a coney on Coney Island or in New York. That's the crazy thing. They're small hot dogs, about half the size we're used to, on a puffy bun, again, mustard, onions, that chili sauce, and then mounds of shredded cheddar cheese on top. And they do one more thing with this chili sauce. They put it on top of spaghetti. That's called a two-way. You can add onions, beans, and cheese for a three-way, four-way, or five-way. And then every one of them has a bowl of oyster crackers served to you on the side. Sounds crazy, but it's actually quite delicious.
So here we have the Michigan dog. Why is it called Michigan sauce here in Vermont?
There's a lots of versions of the story of how the Michigan dog came to Vermont and upstate New York. But the most oft-repeated story is this one. So that was a sauce created by a resident of Jackson, Michigan, and sold on conies. And then a couple who loved those dogs moved to Plattsburgh. The first known Mich dog in Plattsburgh was around 1927. It was advertised in the newspaper, Plattsburgh newspaper, in 1927. That original recipe shared, replicated, altered. But Plattsburgh is the epicenter of the Michigan dog, believe it or not. It has spread across upstate New York, into Vermont, and throughout Quebec even. But not in Michigan. People come from Michigan, they see the sign, and they pop out of their cars to find out, what is this Michigan sauce that Michiganders don't know about?
Very interesting. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Sally Pollock. I write for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. And today, I'm asking questions about all sorts of hot dogs, chili dogs, Michigan dogs, to Rick Singeri. Can you describe the Michigan sauce?
There's really two variations of the sauce. I talked to Nick Lambrinos. He's from Gus's Red Hots in Plattsburgh, and he really describes it best. He says, hamburger is the hero. It's a really meaty sauce. It's not a spicy sauce, but it is very flavorful. The version that Gus's likes is a more tomato-based sauce. If you go down to Claire and Carl's, which is in Plattsburgh, they've been open since 1942. They let the burger and the spices stand out more and stay away from the tomato flavoring. At Gus's, you really are stepping back in time into a wonderful diner. where hot dogs are the hero. At Claire and Carl's, it's more seasonal. It's a roadside shack. There's all of 11 seats inside, and they still have car hop service where you can get your Mish Dog delivered to your car or truck.
Wow, that sounds like fun. More car seats than seats inside.
And Sally, since we're completely changing things up today, let's get out of the studio and talk with a Michigan maker. We're going to go visit Frank Briganti at Briganti Snack Bar in Colchester.
Let's go.
Frank Briganti, we started this business about 24 years ago, but we would like to keep it going as long as we possibly can. Every food business has a signature item that they would like to be associated with. And with ours, it seems to be the Michigan dogs, Michigan sauce, I should say, because we are able to put it on a number of items other than the hot dogs. Of course, everybody has a recipe for Michigan sauce. And ours happens to be one that we started out, tweaked it a couple of times with just good ground beef. The spices that we put in it, there is no tomato base, there's no beans. And we like to serve it more of a smooth type texture as opposed to a chunky type Michigan sauce that some people have. We can serve it in a number of different ways. We can do a basic Michigan dog. We also found that people really enjoy it with cheese, so we do a cheese Michigan dog. This year we started adding bacon, so we do a bacon cheese Michigan dog, which is actually becoming very popular.
Sally, you ready to dine?
I think I want the one you just described, bacon, cheese, Michigan dog, hot dog. Is that allowed sort of at breakfast hour?
Sally Pollock writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe, and let's get ready to eat.
I'm excited. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.